Hey everyone, nice to be back in the saddle talking about skills. My favorite thing ever. Well, dang near close. Anyway, I'm Steph Edsel, your therapy host on this podcast, which focus is primarily about DBT and skills acquisition. Last time we were together, I discussed walking the middle path and learning to be dialectical. I am always curious how your skills practice goes. It's kind of hard to know how to practice the skills without being in a group setting. There is a skills workbook by Marshall Linehan. It's a spiral-bound book, and in my opinion, the color has a teal color. It's rather helpful. Anyway, let's talk about our subject today, validation. I'm talking about validation of others' feelings, beliefs, experiences, and actions. It's essential to building any relationship of trust and intimacy. And to recover from invalidation, we can use the same skills to validate ourselves, along with checking the facts, and acknowledging that invalidation hurts. We have talked about validation in previous episodes. I don't know that we have gone into depth. Validation is finding the kernel of truth in another person's perspective or situation. When we validate, we are verifying the facts of a situation. Also, we communicate that we understand the person's perspective. We acknowledge that all thoughts, emotions, and behaviors have a cause, even if we don't know what the causes are. Validation does not equal agreeing with what you do not agree with. It means understanding where the other person is coming from. Validation does not mean making something valid or endorsing, verifying that which is invalid. Validation improves our interactions with others, and it shows we are listening and understand. We are being non-judgmental. We can see the facts or truth of a situation. It improves interpersonal effectiveness. It reduces several obstacles to effectiveness, pressure to prove who is right, negative reactivity, and anger go down. It's pretty amazing. It makes problem solving, closeness, and support possible. And it makes people receptive to what we have to say. And hey, invalidation hurts. There's a few other things to know about validation. You only want to validate the valid. Validate facts of a situation. Validate a person's experiences, feelings, emotions, beliefs, opinions, or thoughts. Do your very best to validate suffering and difficulties. This is going to be a challenge if you yourself have not been validated in your life, especially as a youth. Empathy and validation are critical developmental components to child rearing. This is how to tell what counts to validate. Relevant and meaningful to the case or circumstance. Well-grounded or justifiable in terms of empirical facts, logically correct inference, or generally accepted authority. And it's appropriate to the end in view, meaning whatever they were doing, thinking, feeling would make sense in the context of an individual reaching their ultimate goals. There are 6 levels of validation. First, pay attention. Literally, just pay attention. Put the phone down, make eye contact. Second, reflect back without judgment. People like to feel like they're being hurt. Seriously. You may think I'm crazy and it won't work. It will. Trust me. Third, read minds. Use caution and be super open to correction. Just try to offer a reading of the other person, like a little tentatively. You can even say, if I were to read your mind, it would seem like you're really angry about the situation. Maybe they say, no, I'm sad. Or they could be like, OMG, I am totally mad. Bearing witness to another human's frustration inherently helps reduce it. Fourth, communicate an understanding of the causes, given their past learning history, a previous even, or mental or physical disorder. Fifth, acknowledge the valid. Given the present facts, well-grounded, logically correct, and effective for the person's ultimate goal. And last, show equality. Respond to the other person as having equal status with yourself and as being entitled to the equal respect. We get to do this with our clients all the time, and even with each other as a team. It helps to connect human to human. We are all made up of the same material, and most of us have feelings and like to feel connected. There are a few different types of invalidation. One is called helpful invalidation, and the word helpful is in quotes. And it sounds a lot like corrective feedback, opinions, and debates. Corrective feedback is like, I'm just trying to help. That's not how you do it at all. What are you even doing? Debating if onions are awful, cats or dogs are better, and depending on how you choose, you will be deemed cool or not. It seems heartless, but sometimes people need to just chill a little on all the shaming and excluding. Hence, invalidation. There is corrosive invalidation. Being ignored, not being understood, being misread, being misinterpreted, having current facts ignored or denied, receiving unequal treatment, and there's also traumatic invalidation, which is the ultimate invalidation, and there are luckily ways to recover from it. It's involving a lot of skills, of course. Being compassionate and using loving kindness toward the self. Lots of self-soothing. Admit that it hurts to be invalidated by others, even if they're right. Remember that being invalidated, even when your response is actually valid, is rarely a complete catastrophe. Use describe, and describe your experiences and actions in a supportive environment, and you must grieve traumatic invalidation and the harm it created, and work on radical acceptance of the invalidating experiences. Does that make sense? Always check all the facts. Try to acknowledge when your responses do not make sense and are not valid. It's difficult if your SUDs are super high and you are in skills breakdown point. Use distress tolerance and mindfulness skills to get SUDs to a manageable level. Remind yourself that all behavior is caused and that you're doing your best. Those are some ways discussed in Interpersonal Effectiveness Handout 19. This week, practice some validation with self and others. Notice a statement made to invalidate yourself and someone else. Notice two statements, each of self-invalidation and invalidation of others. That would be four statements total. Notice how you did it and what did you say to be validating. What level did you choose out of the six? Work on this, friends. It's a real thing, especially if you haven't been validated or you grew up in a traumatic environment. Practice your skills. Always be noticing what is happening around you and use your five senses to stay grounded. I'll be back next week with the final session. Funny, I thought this one was. But I'm wrong. Next week we will talk about strategies for changing behavior, increasing desired behavior, and decreasing or stopping undesired behaviors. It's fun stuff. Thanks for joining me today on DBT Weekly. I hope you all have an effective week. We will be back together next week. Practice your skills. Email me if you have questions, comments, or concerns at uofudbt@gmail.com. And I seem to be having a coughing fit, so thanks for bearing with me during this podcast. We'll see you next week.